Randa pa, oh Lord Jesus, we thank you. Le perasha ni baranda pa haya da da da. Le kapara le baranda pa haya kada barasha da da da. E kapara pa haya kaparanda pa. Le perasha da baranda pa. E kapara le perasha da baba. Le paranda pa haya para pa halapa. Oh Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you. Le perasha da baba. E paranda pa haya kapa. E para Randa pahaya kapa in the heleve berasha da babaranda pa ikepera pahaya pa ikepera pahaya kapa ele baranda pa ele baranda pahaya kapa ele babarasha da babara pahaya kapa ikapara leve berasha da baba ele kepera pahaya kapa ele babarasha da babaranda pa ikapara leve berasha da baba Le kapara le vebera shada vabara pahaya kaba ekeperande halakada vaba ara pahayande helekede vabara pahayanda vaba ara pahayanda vabara pahaya kada vaba arande pahaya kapara shada vaba ekeperande hayekepera shada vaba le kaparanda pahaya kada vaba le kapara shada vabaranda pa ekapara pahaya pa le pa Pahaya pa, e kapara pahayande heleke de bebe, e kapara pahaya pa, e kapara pahaya kapara shada dada. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray and ask for the mercies of God upon our life. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may obtain grace and we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in times of need. I want us to open our mouth and say, Lord Jesus, we come before your throne. We say, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy, oh Lord, as we began the year. Lord Jesus, there are things that have been awkward in my life. Lord Jesus, we say, have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon my life, upon everything, every deed, even my secret place, the things that I do. Lord Jesus, I say, have mercy on me. Father, we are not perfect. We say, Lord, have mercy. Father, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Le parasha da da da. Le paranda pahaya kapa. E parasha da babaranda pahala kada baba. E keperasha da babara pahala pa. In the heye pera le veberanda pa. E kapara pahaya pa. E kapara pahaya pa. In the heye keperasha da baba. E le paranda pahaya kapa. E paranda hayambara de berasha da baba ele bebera pahaya pa ende heye ke perasha da baba apara pahaya kapa e kapara shada baba pahaya da 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 ele paranda pa e kapara pahaya kapa e para pahaya kapa ele bebera shada baba randa pa e para pahaya kadi beberanda pa ele perasha da baba randa Halapa, e kapara pahaya pa, e kapara pahaya pa, in the berasha da babaranda pa, e kapara pahaya pa, e parandi heye kede baba, ale babarasha da babara pahaya kada baba, ale para pahaya kapa, e parasha de beberanda pa, e kaparasha de beberanda pa, ale beberanda haya pa, ale beberanda pa, e parasha da babara pahaya pa. Ele vebera pahaya pa apara le vebera shada baba e para pahaya pa ale veberanda haya kapa ale para shada baba ra pahaya pa apara pahaya pa arandi heleke de bebe ale kapara pahayanda haya pa apara pahaya para pahaya da baba ale vebera shada baba e para pahayanda baba ara pahayanda baba ra pa e para Shada vebera le veberanda pa apara pahaya da baba ele vebera shada babara pahaya parandi haye kapa e para pahaya da baba e para pahaya kapa e parandi hele kepera shada baba ara pahaya kada babara pahayanda baba apara pahayanda baba ele vebera shada babara pahaya pa e parandi haye kepe e paranda pahaya kapa eleve berasha da babara pahayanda baba ele para pahayanda baba ale para pahaya leve berasha da baba eka para pahaya pa eka para pahaya para shada baba eleve bera pahaya pa e paranda pahaya para shada baba e para pahaya para leve be e para pahaya pa. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray, committing our life into the hands of God as we are here in His presence. I want us to pray and tell God that, Father, into your hands I commit my life. Father, I seek for protection this year. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray. Rasha, da, 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 da. Whatever seems to be worrying you, put it before the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lekepeda, as the word of God will also come to you, it will replenish, it will change, it will cause deliverance in your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, Kapara shada baba, e kaparanda halakapa, e para pahaya kapa, e para lebebera shada baba randa haya kapa, lebebera shada baba pahaya kapa, e para shada bebera pahalakada baba, e paranda haya para shada baba, e para lebeberanda haya da da da.
Amen. 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 Are you happy to be in the house of God? I hope you are very happy. And as I always say, whenever you come to the presence of God, you come with an expectation. God is here. Anything that happened this morning, just don't put your mind on that. And at the presence of God, let your focus be on Jesus, on the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us take our seats. Please take your seats in heavenly places. Amen. Without wasting much time, I would like us to take our first offering. I want you to take a good seat. You are in the presence of God. God knows you can take a good seat. If it's Momo, give you those who pay with Momo. I'm mentioning the Momo number 054-919-3393. If you pay with Momo, that's the Momo number 054-919-3393. If you didn't get the number, you can contact me. I'll still give you the number. But if your money is physical cash, I want you to pray over it. Pray over the money. Whatever you want God to do for you, do this week and next week. Pray on it. You will receive your testimony. Anything you want God to do for you. And sure you are done, you can bring your offering.
Amen.
God has been so good to us. It's testimony time. So if you have any testimony that you want to share to the people of God, I want you to come up here and share your testimony. If anyone has any testimony, I have a testimony. God has been so great. This testimony has overwhelmed me. Actually, when I came to school, most of you might be in first year, so your school fees were paid. My school fees wasn't paid. I'm in my final year now. And it hasn't been easy. I called home and they told me that they can't afford the school fees. And I was very speechless because I'm in my final year. This is the time I had to withdraw from school. So it has been a burden on me for some time. But anytime I still remember the word of God, because I remember last year, the word of God said, "Kim, Mom, I am Lady Reverend." Our first lady, she's the one sitting at the back there. She gave me a prophecy that the Lord said I shouldn't worry about my school fees this year. She gave me that prophecy in October that I shouldn't worry about my school fees this year, that He, the Lord that brought me to school, will take me through. So that word was always ringing in my head that if the Lord has said this, then it means He's going to do it as He has said. He's faithful to His words. So I believe that. And Last week Sunday after church service, Bishop doesn't know about it. I didn't tell Bishop. That was a mistake I did. I didn't tell him that by the leading of the Spirit, when we closed from service and people were going, and he called me and asked me that, have you paid your school fees? And I told him that no. And he talked to me that why didn't I tell him and everything? Because my spiritual father, he coaches us, so if we are in need, we should let him know certain things about our lives. So he talked to me and he prayed for me at that moment. And he gave me a prophecy. It was even by the roadside. God, don't belittle the things of God. And he told me that the Lord said he would give me 4,000 to pay my fees. My fees is 3,000. I'm going to get extra 1,000. Look at the doing of the Lord. So, and I believed it at that moment. It's be your belief, your faith will make what the Lord has said work. But if you don't believe, it will not come to pass. And we went on a direction. He gave me a direction. A direction is a journey direction. And if you don't have faith, you can't go through this direction. He told me to take a white sheet. That is the direction, a plain white sheet. Write the names of anyone I know and everything. So, yes, so that's by the way. And the direction started on Sunday evening. And during the week, by Wednesday, he called me in the morning and asked me that, have you heard of anyone? And I said, not yet, but I believe I'll hear of somebody soon. And by 7 p.m., I was walking by the roadside and I received a Google alert, cash-in receipt of 2,200 cedis. The person never called me that I'm sending you this amount of money. So this is my testimony. Go and pay my school fees. And she said that this is for now and she will send the rest later. And there have been other people that have told me that I'll hear of them very soon. So what the Lord said about us, even more than that. So this is my testimony.
Your name, we magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus, for the power. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love, your peace. Spirit of God, you have guarded today in your name. You say, have your preeminence, have your illumination. Let your will be done. Hide me behind the cross. I'm just a vessel. Use me to bless your people. May I not speak just by enticing words of humanity, but may I speak under your influence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the name. You are all welcome once again. Today is our second time of coming to this place. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, very soon we will divide ourselves. Amen. The reason why you see her sitting here is because she will be the pastor over this place. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I also want to share a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes people think that once you're a man of God, you're here. And it's not true. Amen.
Amen.
We are men before God. That was from Monday. Let me feel your young one. Amen. Yeah, that's after Sunday service. My little boy, my daughter, my wife, Mina. Bia yare. Bia yare. And I'm because I yare, and they just headache. They have more running, more fifth, the idea will be because let's go to hospital, let's go to hospital. Amen.
Amen.
But I thank God, say, I told my wife that this one will not go to any hospital. They should believe in the healing power of God. Amen.
Amen.
And through the process and the direction and course, we should do this. There are certain things it was physical, so they don't say take this medicine. And certain things it was spiritual, they don't say pray this prayer. And by the grace of God, we are strong. Amen.
Amen.
But here, I'm giving a testimony to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
So you are sitting down. You are. You are saying you're supposed to give a testimony. You are sitting down quiet. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday, I don't know what came. This man came to me, came around to pray. Bumpy away. May share testimony now. People don't know the power of testimony. Amen.
Amen.
You don't know the power of testimony. Some of you know only the power of prayer. And know the power. Some of you can fast, but you don't know the power of fasting. And you don't even know the power of giving. And you also don't know the power of testimony. That is the reason why I'm sharing a testimony. Sometimes, you see, as I'm sharing the testimony, it moves God that, okay, then I should keep on protecting the family. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, Andra, Bea, and Jumo, no, now suffering, Puyukra, now, or Zusa, I don't know what happened, or Fefe, no more Basabi. I'm out of crowd, we do it because he wanted to follow other voices. Because it's an alcohol hospital, I can't before. So I prayed with him and I told him that after 5 minutes he should call me. 5 minutes in by maintaining camp. So I'm out for a there, alcohol hospital. So I 15 minutes, 20 minutes, no, I have to call this guy. So personally, me and my friend. To my friend was, oh, it's an area now. Boys in the city. Boys in the city, of course, but I don't know how to do it. 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 Amen. So boys in the city, of course, but I don't know how to do it. So, I don't know how to blast it. I don't know. Yeah, I was trying to talk to him because you see, sometimes whenever you magnify God, even in your speech, he begins to do something. Amen.
Amen.
So I started giving to him because a whole someone by the grace of God, you have the ability to even see, you couldn't even discern, and you are saying voices. So I honestly, I said, hey, Bishop, I give it to him. Because you are trying to minute the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
And lo and behold, as we were talking, now, the man shall say change the system. Amen. Then I pray for him again. Then I said, 10 minutes time. And then the woman named friend, one testimony. And I forgot the talk. Amen. Someone was saying, sir, you're supposed to go to hospital. It's not everything that we go to. I'm not saying hospital is not good. Please don't change my voice. Amen. But it's not everything we go to hospital. Sometimes there are certain issues. It's a program. You can be programmed for destruction. This man here can testify that it's not everything that is hospital. If you like vaccine, you testify. There was a time he was in the hospital. We went and took him from the hospital. That's him. Because they want programming here. I pay a real beer man. Say, I'm going to go to the hospital and come back to the camera. That's him. I might say, oh, yeah, it's all me and he said, Jim, hey, yeah, yeah, he's you. Okay, can you can send me? I said, no, and then okay. We went, I and other men of God, we went to pick him from there. He said, up to now, send you know it. I get it. So, you see, it's God's power. I thank God, said, I got the opportunity to school. I get it. And I've realized that what born in America, I'm from. Some of you think, say, if you are, you'll be all here, so I say, you need the oil. That's some perception of some people. They think that if someone is a man of God, it's more like, maybe you are frustrated in life. Let me tell you, a true man of God, if you're a true man of God, God wants to take you to ranks. What more you never use? I get it. God calls intellectual people to interact with them. If you don't know. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so the scientists, all the those things that they discover, when you work with God, you understand that it's just a shadow version of healing that he gives to them. I'm telling you. Amen. Yeah, because when it talks about healing, when it talks about health, everything is from God. Every true doctor will admit that your sickness or whatever is doing it, a 50-50, he doesn't believe. But would GDB say, over top. I get it. Yeah. So honestly, when you go to school, when you get the opportunity to go to school, I always tell you that it's an opportunity. Anyone who goes to school is an opportunity. It's not like you deserve it. You don't deserve it. And your opportunity. It's an opportunity that was given to you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we got the opportunity to school. But as I'm saying, when you say someone is a man of God, or when God calls him, God doesn't call Obi or your darling. God always calls people who are always learning. Because in life, if you want to succeed, it's not classroom. When you say learning, it's not classroom. If you want to succeed in life, you should always be learning. You should be learning. You should be learning, you should be giving, and you should be working. Yeah, in life, if you want to succeed. If you want to succeed financially, you should always be giving. If you are a stingy person, count yourself out when God wants to bless people financially. You can be anointed, you can have power to heal people, but you are poor. I get it. So there's when you are learning, there's a kind of influence or grace that comes into your life. And one thing I've realized is that the reason why I said I should keep on learning, I've realized that people are finding it difficult to contain knowledge. Some of you even go to lectures. Yet you are there, but it's difficult for you to contain it. Then why are you there? So it's a sign that you need to pray that, oh God, grant me the grace to contain the knowledge. Yeah, in the womb was I'm praying, oh, God give me money, God give me shawarma, God give me those nonsense. Amen. But as you even pray that God give me the ability to contain the knowledge. Then after containing the knowledge in a lecture, and I said, Pastor, sorry. You should pray that God give me the ability to maintain. God, there's a difference between containing something and maintaining it. Because if you come to church and we preach to you, and you are not able to contain the knowledge, or many people when they go to church, the reason why their life is just the same, no, because I'm too pastor. And I say, are you a Christian? It's because they were not able to contain the knowledge.
Are you getting it? And there are some people also, they contain the knowledge all right, but they cannot maintain. They cannot maintain the knowledge of God. And let me tell you, among all knowledge in this life, there's none knowledge that surpasses the knowledge of God. So that's why the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One gives understanding. If you want proper understanding in life, whereby you are not moved by what you see, you are not moved by what you feel, but you move by what you believe, it's when you have the knowledge of God. It gives you proper understanding, whereby people are weeping and smiling. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. By the grace of God, God has took me through waters. He has took me through fire. He has took me through certain things. So there are certain things you cry, I'll laugh. Amen. Because of the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So if you have the knowledge of God, no matter how the economy of Africa, I'll not say Ghana, because I have Africa sickness. No matter the economy of Africa, you will not be moved. Amen.
Amen.
No matter the economy of Africa, you will never be moved because you carry the knowledge that created nations. You carry the knowledge that created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I have a book that has, I have already, it's more like a manuscript, a mindset. Mindset. The title of the book is Mindset. And this book, God gave me a revelation about how the origin of African thinking is in the Bible. You see, the Bible, who read the Bible? You don't like the Bible. Some of you go to church, you don't like the Bible. Because Bibles have identity. Everything you see happening in this life is in the Bible. Government. So have you see, when I was in secondary school, I read about slave trade. I never knew that slave trade is in the Bible. Amen. Yeah, slave trade is in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 6, that is where slave trade, the origin of slave trade. And you read it, unless the Holy Spirit is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because the program I did in university, it doesn't have anything to do with writing of books. We did information technology, as well as C++, Java, programming, computer architecture. Those are the things we are doing. How you get it? But when you work with God, you begin to understand that there are things that is beyond what you see in this life. Hallelujah. And if you work with God, God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will always showcase you the future. Amen. So me, no matter what I go through, no matter the obstacle, I don't say I don't face challenges. Because last week, I came here, last week Sunday, I preached. We face obstacle. But because I work with God, He always shows me the future. That this is where you are going. Carry on. I get it. This is where you are going. This is where we are heading towards. Because in life, even as you are investing. One for the simple number investing because you went through some process in primary. They have born at the Chinese school, you should know, oh, Basano, Yakayaka, Vienna, we're down for 4 years, now we are here, now for fit. Now you went to secondary school, now your town, you are not ready, Guna, you to be normally all of things. But you went through, I get it. So it's a sign that it should tell you that life is full of obstacles. I get it. This one is not about whether you are a Christian, some people think that you are a Christian, you can never force a good to you. You force it a better woman. Are you getting it? Don't follow those teachings. Because if you don't take it, the devil can use that thing to make you be out of faith. Because as a Christian, you think saying, can yes, we are. Are you getting it? But why is it that you are sick? For Jesus to say that, the Bible to say that by His stripes we were healed, it's a sign that you forsake, but Jesus will heal you. Are you getting it? So if you're a Christian, your healing, your origin, your everything about this life is supposed to be centered on Christ. And let me tell you, there's nothing that you need in this life that Jesus cannot do. But I've realized that this same Jesus that we are working on nowadays is very careful of blessing people. Yeah. God is very careful of blessing people. God is very careful through the Holy Spirit of blessing people. I'm telling you. God is not. God is not light. God is a person. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, he's a personality. So when until you come to the realization, and you see the way I'm speaking here, until you come to the realization whereby you understand that God is a person, you have interaction with him, you will not even believe what you're saying. You may think that I'll be doing the American stories. Are you getting it? Because for you to come to a realization that you are a person, before every human being become a person, God is already a person. But the difference between our personality and his personality, I don't know why my message has changed. Amen. Amen. The difference between his personality and our personality, we have 20 more years, 20 more minutes to close. We'll close very soon. Yeah, it's just 1 hour. I have to follow time. Amen.
Amen.
The difference between his personality and our personality is that in his personality, there's nothing called beginning and end. But our personality, we are created with time. So we have beginning and we have end. Are you getting it? Your body has a beginning. Whether you like it or you die. There are some people, they die early. It's not premature. It's not because... some people, the reason why they die early is because their time is due. Because life is all about destiny. I keep on saying this and I will say it. That each and every human being, our life is like a book. Some people's life is like a dictionary. Others is like A1 book. Some of them is even a sheet of paper. So it's God who writes. He's the author. That's what the Bible says. He calls him the author and finisher. Are you getting it? So your life is like a faith that God writes. So the Bible says he's the author and finisher of faith. Amen. So he is the one who decides. That is the reason why when the prophet said to Hezekiah that you are going to die, and he prayed to God, and God write additional 50 years. Amen. So our life is a book that is supposed to be governed by a map, which is the Bible. But many people don't have time for the map. They don't have time for the Bible. Neither for them to even ask God, what is their life? Who am I? And many people are in wrong destinies. Some of you, the reason why you are struggling is because you are in the wrong place. You are in the wrong focus. Not because some people are doctors means that you should be a doctor. But the person to ask whether you are supposed to be a doctor or not. The one who gave me the first time to preach is a Liberian here. Reverend Professor Slanty. He's a professor. This man, he said that when he was growing up, he was encouraging us one day when we were sitting down. He said that when he grew up, he made his mind to do science because I saw it now, fine home, that is Lighthouse Chapel. I was trained from Lighthouse. So when I saw it now, fine home, so be I a doctor. So there's a probability to say it's a bad doctor. Hey, Otro raised its bear 5 times. This Liberian, no, so the granny, or not the granny, the thing. And the granny said, hey, I try to write me, copy me, and found copy me, maybe it's here. Then he has an uncle abroad, and the uncle said, no, I believe Richard will do something. So let's, okay, your man is changing the course. So he went and used, I think, some business course. I'm surprised. Went and do some business course again in a different secondary school. This time, Olukale won. He passed and passed very well. And from there, he got an admission. Sir, Obi school got an admission to Lagos. And from Lagos, then he got another this thing to US. You see how life is. Are you getting it? So life is not about. He was encouraging some of even our brothers who were saying, "Say, Mama, to school for my brother." So me, I always encourage people to school because you can say, "You see, there is a wind coming." There is a wind coming as I'm standing. I'm believing God. I'm praying. I'm still praying to God. I want to do my. I'm believing God to do my things. You see that? Amen. There's a wind blowing, and the wind that is blowing, I've realized that if even God has called you, and you have spiritual stamina, you know revelations near the other. I'm telling you, the day that wind now is blown, the way the devil is going to harden some people's hearts, and they will despise church. They will despise even Christianity. And the only thing God can use to break through is to use a typology of them. Are you getting it? Yeah. To use learned people. So if you get the opportunity to go to school and you have a call of God upon you, don't believe in it. Go to school. Are you getting it? Yeah, go to school and serve God well. Amen. Because that's what I'm saying. Me, all my fathers, those who trained me, they were learned. Others, me personally, I understood that. I was meant to like finish school after that, like, possibly on God's way, but I've realized that no, that's not that way. God has a different agenda because God doesn't change, but his ways change. God always has alternative. You that you are sitting here, if God tells you to do something, you don't do it, he has someone far better than you. Who will do it, you will be surprised. And at the end of the day, you will lose. God doesn't lose anything in this life. He doesn't lose. There's nothing called sickness. There's nothing called suffering. There's nothing called hardship in the language of God. There's nothing called time. You are bound by time. And the time will, you see, the reason why we fall sick is because of time. Times and seasons, all these things. But God doesn't, there's nothing called time. There's nothing called suffering. There's nothing called poverty. There's nothing called, you see, all the things you cherish in this life, they are like, debts. They are debts in the sight of God. No matter how powerful you become, if you like, okay, someone has invited a car that is electric. If you like, invite a car that we have like air, kekena can it still, it's still fit in the sight of God. Amen. That is the reason why I always tell people that, you see, the devil is not after your wealth. The devil is not after you flying to America. You are going someone who is The devil is not after those things. The only thing is after is your soul. So if he can do everything for you to get your soul, he's happy. Amen. But it's quite unfortunate that people are not more like people are not concentrating on their soul. They are concentrating on filthiness. I'm telling you. And it has come to a realization where even in the church, we have three types of Christians in the church. We have worldly Christians. Christians who are too worldly. And they have even changed the man of God to be a magician. And let me tell you, God is not a magician. God performs miracles. He doesn't perform magics. Amen. God, he performed miracles. And the miracles of God to you is a miracle, but to him is nothing. It's normal to him because he's God. Are you getting it? But some people, the worldly people has made worldly Christians. The reason why I say worldly Christians is because they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior by their spirit. But there's something wrong with their soul, which has affected their body. Yeah. That is the reason why God inspired me to write this book. So this year, we are believing God that this book will come out. Amen. Stages of salvation. There are some people, they are not yet saved. They are not yet saved. And if you don't take care, you can be a Christian, but you will suffer in this. And you may think that God is wicked, but God is not wicked. You yourself have made yourself in a position of delusion
to be in that arena. Amen. And we have Christians who are also weak, shallow Christians. They are empty. They don't have time for the word of God. They don't have time for even prayer. You see, prayer is not when you come and we gather and we pray. Prayer is what you do in private. And I always tell people that Christianity or your Christian work is not what you do for people to see you. Well, if you come here and I just watch you, But in your closet, what do? Because you sleep non-stop. Then you come in the sight of people, then you're making noise. it's more like you are doing rehearsals here. Amen. So true prayer is what you do. The 2 hours on your own that you are supposed to use to pray, you are supposed to even listen to message. You are using it on social media. Some of you go to Facebook, nonsense. Nonsense things now you watch out to feed your spirit. Some of you get a demon by even those things. Some of you have a serious demon. Serious one, you don't know. Because demons, there is a difference between demons, okay, demons, devils, evil spirits. There are differences between them. So you contact a demon, that is a fallen angel. Then he cannot possess your body, he can manipulate you. So you send a devil. And these devils, they were once human beings. The Nephilim, the Gerberims, and the saints, those giants. Every giant who died can't go to heaven because they were not created by God. And God brought woman and man to continue the offspring. But every giant has the DNA of a fallen angel. And a fallen angel called a second one. Now, all giants took up their own. Are you getting it? So every giant automatically become a devil. And once they become, they were once human beings, like they were once existing, so they want flesh. Are you getting it? That is the reason why some people will go and pray on a certain field and say they see a tall man standing there. They don't have any place to go. The place they want to occupy is the human flesh. So some of you watch those things, then you get it there. And some of you, by just availing yourself in those things, let me tell you, Facebook is more like a portal. That is the reason why we said that the gates of heaven or the gates of hell. We have different gates. Social media is a gate. It's a gate that, I'm not saying that Facebook is totally demonic, but what I'm trying to tell you that what you watch over there, some people can go there and watch preaching. Are you getting it? Watch inspiration by men of God. Are you getting it? By that, we can get an encounter with an angel. But what you go, what you feed yourself. Some of you buy ABA, Ukraine, you have the for sale bond. You know, kosher and Anna will be allocated to know. I contact two fear bosom. No, I can say, oh, Charlie, me musa akoye moton the same. Then we kill you. You don't understand spiritual things. Hallelujah. You don't understand spiritual things. That's the reason why you find it difficult to comprehend. That's why I say that even I've come to a realization sometimes when you're even preaching for people to contain their knowledge is an issue. So we have weak Christians. We have even weak Christians. Simply, you can even be a pastor, a weak pastor, a weak reverend. You can even be a weak bishop. Weak. You can be weak because you don't have time for God. So you can be weak Christian. So the weak Christians, they can't stand persecution. They can't stand trial. And let me tell you something. If you want a higher demon or a higher fallen angel even to bow down to you, it's not prayer. I'm not serious. It's trials and tests that you have gone through and you have passed. So when they see you, senior, we salute you because you have passed through the waters. You have passed through it. The thing that's supposed to kill you, you have passed through. So they have to salute you. Those things that we do, like we pray, that one is grace. Grace, remember. If you have grace, the devil has grace. Or you don't know. Say, mama, bonsema, you say, horror, demonic. Some of you, even when the devil appears, you know that he's the devil. You never know. You even bow down to him. Amen. Because he's a fallen angel, but he's still an angel. Just that. what is inside him is he's using it to destroy. And the same thing that the thing that he's using it to destroy, the same thing me and you can use them to destroy. That is the reason why there are some pastors who feel misbehave, they will kill you. They will kill you. Because what is in them? Anointing or grace? Grace is for good. And grace can also be used for destruction. Amen.
Amen.
So for you to overcome a certain demon or a certain prince of darkness, Gabriel couldn't fight the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Ontimi, obi oye Gabriel akengi lo, akengi mwa, ontimi. Ontimi fight prince of Persia. Obi a wone nyame wo power, adena nka ontimi ni senior man, engine. Ontimi, because even though an archangel or one that position as archangel, he gives information by the rank and on to me. So I said, chief prince, Mike here. The angel does on Srekora, on one Srek. Had to come and say, Master, give way. Amen. So the same thing, the same thing God is dealing with us. Because alongside God creating man, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. God created us to be the fourth man. So we were supposed to control even, it's not like to enslave angels, but to command them because we have the DNA of God in us. But when we fail, you see our mock when we say, Master, we are beautiful. So that is the reason why Jesus came say, yes, one bad bitch, cross, no, say, so some of you belittle salvation, you belittle what Jesus. That's the reason why you make even people beg you before you go to church. You make someone beg you. And you want to go to heaven. Hey, let me tell you something. If you are someone you make God begs you to fellowship, it's a sign of heaven you cry, you feel good. If you go to heaven, you go wedding. Heaven, you go wedding, you could see that one. What are you going to do? Are you going to build structures? Are you going to buy cars? Are you going to get married? I don't know what Jesus said. He said, in heaven, they will be as angels. He told the Pharisees, he said, oh, this woman married this one, married this one. You call sorrow, I'm sorry, you're sorry, I want to be worried. He said, Pharisees, for come yale. And Jesus said, no, they will be as angels. Amen. So if you are here and you find it difficult to worship God well, no more being me, I don't have time to go and stand on the roadside condemn people. I'm not condemning people. Evangelists, you know, they were called, they don't have message. Evangelists, beauty attendee, he's called all right, but he doesn't have message. Only message. Because if you have message, your message, the message is not about trousers and lipstick. Be, why? Yes, or about a pretty lipstick means. He said, give yourself to the Lord, the kingdom. If you have a message, you preach even love for people to change. I get it. So me, I don't have time to go there because me, crown, I was not called to be an evangelist. Amen. You don't have time for that message. But the thing is, if you are even sitting here, you yourself, you know you. You can even carry the title as a reverend minister, whatever. But I'm telling you, if you find it difficult to serve God when here, it's a sign because heaven, one hour, you are going to serve God. What are you going to do? You are going to worship God. What are you going to do? So I practice. So you can't practice this well here. What are you going to do about it? So it's a sign, count yourself out. I'm telling you, count yourself out. One can certain out. Reverend the Bemam. Because we are doing. But within you, you know yourself. If it's not working, count yourself out. So that's the reason by the grace of God, I'm not moved by titles. I'm a bishop, but I'm not moved by a bishop. The word bishop. Because the word bishop, you are meant to oversee the things of God. Well, not just carry title, oh bishop. And it's that careful. You go call your bishop, but friend no bishop. I don't go call any bishop, but spiritually it's not a bishop. It's not a bishop. From the day I hear and say bishop, no. Because I'm spiritual only bishop. Demons now punasa or bressa. Because they understand rules of engagement. Yeah. Maybe before I became a bishop, I had dreams, visions, to be convinced. Say, I'm by no prayer, you can't be personal. So I saw there is established in the realm of the spirit. So I have to acknowledge. So to be a bishop is not a title. To be a reverend is not a title. To be a pastor is a fulfillment of a call and do it well. So if you are serving God, serve God well. If you are coming to church, come to church well. I was about to preach this topic. If you want this book, when you close, some copies are here, you can get. It's 26. The first and the second steward of God. Yeah. The first steward of God is Lucifer. The second steward of God is man. When they are disappointed people, they disappoint God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus came to have mercy so that we, at least, you remember some apostles, some prophets. So me, I know it's a privilege that God has even shown me. It's a privilege because I don't deserve it. We disappointed God long ago. It's a privilege. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our time is up. Amen.
Amen.
And you will be a bit long. My time is up. We have to close. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so God willing, next week we will not have service here. We will have service in the place where we used to have service. More minimum, minimum. Amen. But we are believing God that from maybe our next academic year, but here will be, I'll not even come here again. Amen. Yeah, I'll not come here. Here will be a place whereby more and more around we can come to church here. We will also be doing our service. Hallelujah. But today is our second time of coming to this place. Hallelujah. I have to come and be fortifying the ground so that the person can take over. Hallelujah. Because as I'm preaching, you may think that I'm preaching, but things are working. Amen.
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 Yeah, so you need to be serious. You need to be a serious Christian. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet as we are closing. So the message that I got is to be a serious Christian. Amen. Because I wanted to preach about the first and the second thing that the message changed. And I believe that maybe next week at our own premises, the Apostle. Amen. Yeah. We will talk about the first and second steward. So if you want the copy on your own, you should be reading. As you are reading your handout, you should also read things about God. And it will help you. It will give you divine knowledge. If you remember, what you need is divine knowledge. I'm telling you. If you want to conquer every knowledge in this life, what you need is the knowledge from above. If you don't have it, you are gone. Amen. So I want you to pray for yourself that God should grant you the grace to be away from any deception and delusions of man. Any deception and delusions of man. God should move it away. Just lift up your voice.